Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to Soul Solution, Food for the Soul Radio. I am your co-host, Asiya, and I hope everyone is having a beautiful day. Today we will be discussing forgiveness and talking more about DNA activation. And every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have group DNA activation sessions. We also have many other services and products available at DNAReplicate.com and FreeYourMindToShine.com. And we have some new services and new products available, so please make sure you go to those websites and check them out. Before I bring on our hosts, I would like to share a message from our sponsor, Audible.com.
Happy New Day, everyone. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/soulsolution.
And also, we have our YouTube channel for Soul Solution, Food for the Soul Radio, which is now up and running, and our archive shows are being added on a regular basis now. So please make sure you go to YouTube.com and type in Laota, L-A-O-T-A, space, of the sun, O-F-T-H-E-S-U-N. And now I will bring on our host, Ms. Laota Rasool, and this is a special day because we are together for the first time doing this radio show. We are in the same house. So, Ms. Laota, are you there? Wait. Hold on. 1 second. We can't hear you. Hold on. One second.
Okay, I think you can hear me now.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
I have some issues on meeting. Yes, you're good. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm really happy that Asiya is here. We've been doing this show for over a year and a half, and we've always been in a different state. So now that Asiya is going around the country on a tour and visiting the DNA family members and the ones who are participating with us at DNAReplicate.com and Free Your Mind, Just Shine, she has stopped off in my state of Florida, and we're doing our very first show together here. So we're really excited to be in the same place. This is an unusual circumstance for us. And I want to talk about our book today. I want to invite everyone who would like to call in at any time. Well, our topic is about forgiveness, and our book today is along those same lines. So we're going to be really interested in hearing what you have to say about your experiences with forgiveness. The name of our book today is The Power of Vulnerability, and this is by Brené Brown, and that's spelled B-R-E-N-E with an accent over the E, Brown, B-R-O-W-N. This book is an audiobook that you can get by using the code. You can get this book for free by using the code. It's, it plays about 6 hours and 30 minutes, and it's a very interesting book and is very highly rated. The idea of it is that you show up and let yourself be seen, because vulnerability is not the same as we've always thought in our culture, that it's a weakness. We associate vulnerability with emotions that we want to avoid, like fear and shame and uncertainty, and we often lose sight of the fact that vulnerability is also the birthplace of joy, belonging, creativity, authenticity, and love. So this book offers you an opportunity or an invitation and a promise that you drop the armor to protect yourself from feeling vulnerable. And this relates to our question that we're asking our audience to participate in today, which is about forgiveness. In this book, she talks about how you open yourself to experience, to bring purpose and meaning to our lives, where we dispel the cultural myths about vulnerability as weakness and reveal that it is, in fact, in truth, an accurate measure of courage. The Power of Vulnerability is the name of the book, and it is a very, I think, a very effective way for us to rethink how we think about things that we've been taught all of our lives, and a way that we can weave into a truly comprehensive understanding how to think about being vulnerable. So this is something I'm really recommending, and I encourage you to participate in it, because this can shield us from criticism and disarm shame and numb us from our joy, from being able to work against ourselves, circumvent our grief. So I hope everyone will explore this title. And the title, again, is The Power of Vulnerability, and it's by Dr. Brené Brown. So I hope you'll enjoy it. And today, we're going to talk a little bit about forgiveness. And all of those Ho'oponopono practitioners that are in our listening audience and that we encourage everyone to do as a way of bringing more light into their experience and changing their frequencies are probably all aware about many of the things that happen when we start to bring the idea of forgiveness forward. Forgiveness is one of the most fundamental forward movements towards integration of light and the shadow within us. When we operate in forgiveness, we are cooperating with the impeccability of creation and accelerating our conscious evolution. So when we have when our DNA starts to change, forgiveness changes the chemical balance within the human brain. It is a way that the electromagnetic fields that hold the resonant support systems can create an inner dialogue of compassion. So when we practice Ho'oponopono or when we have our DNA done, this is one of the ways, one of the swiftest steps to evolution, to ascension, to movement is forgiveness. If we can embrace the absolute response or response to our ability, which is responsibility, the response to our ability to be interconnected with all creation, and that life is at that point not happening to you but because of you, that you stand in the center of life generating and orchestrating and choreographing every moment because you're in charge of and not a victim of events and activities that have happened in the past, that you're in charge of a proactive field of forgiveness. So I'm sure many of you have had experiences using the Ho'oponopono, which is one of the vehicles. It's just one aspect forgiveness is just one aspect of Ho'oponopono, but it is a major portion that changes our brainwaves and how we think and how we feel about things. So forgiveness is emotional, intellectual, it biologically signals things to ourselves. When we're not in forgiveness, we're trapped in the energy of unforgiveness, being unable to move. So when we are in forgiveness, we can understand how our behavior makes perfect sense. Every interaction becomes a mirror of our reality and deflects the spell of blame and anger with others. There are deep chemical patterns that are arranged in our brain and that override decisions that give us energy that moves resonant patterns in response to our design or to our original human design that greets and enforces us and establishes us when we are in the mode of forgiveness. So I'm actually kind of talking Athea's language here with human design, and I'll ask her to comment on it too, but I want to just say a little bit more about it before we move into getting comments. Forgiveness is not a selective choice. It is a way of being. It is an idea of holding that you can hold the idea, as I think we all have had in our lives, where something is unforgivable. So forgiveness is correcting that and deeming that everybody is forgivable, and that we don't stand in opposition to source that is all-forgiving. So we become more aligned with our own divinity and source by being that which creation and source shows us all the time, because if we were held to being unforgivable, we would be in a rather awkward position. So to hold anyone else in that position could certainly be detrimental for us. So So this idea of forgiveness, it leads towards transmutation, towards rebirth, towards deeper understanding, towards a greater availability, which is ultimately the ability to forgive ourselves, or to recognize even after that that there's really nothing to forgive, that we're all moving through our own lessons, that this experience is one of education, higher education, and we have lessons and experiences that have to be learned and integrated, and that that's what the process is, that everyone's learning and growing. So I hope that we can open a dialogue to talk a little bit about it. Lucia, did you have something?
I did, but I don't really know how to bring it forward. You might need to ask me a question.
Well, I thought about you specifically when I just mentioned the idea of our design, you know, this idea that we are, you're a human design practitioner, so to say, and our original human design greets, it enforces, and it establishes forgiveness in us. And I'm not sure in your practice of human design if you can see forgiveness and unforgiveness or not. But when I was just thinking that thought, I thought, you know, maybe you would have something to bring to the table concerning that.
Yes. When I look at different people's human designs, I can see areas where the outside conditioning that takes place kind of distorts how people view themselves and how they view others. So I can see where one person may have bigger issues within themselves than someone else based on however their human design is. And it doesn't mean that any one person is better or worse than the other, but being able to understand how people are affected by the outside world and other people, I can see more clearly where there will be deeper issues in specific people. And in my experience with sharing human design information with people, there is like instantaneous relief and forgiveness within themselves, because I make sure that when I'm sharing people's human design information with them, that I let them know that they're perfect, and I let them know that whatever they felt guilty about or whatever judgments they may have had towards their friends or family members, that it's really in the design, and because they're not aware of it and because of the outside conditioning that makes us think otherwise about ourselves, it makes it harder to see just the foundational blueprint of who you are. So by showing people that, you know, things played out in their lives just based on the them not understanding, but it was still embedded in their design, a lot of people just have immediately they have these aha moments of, wow, that's why this happened, or that's why I was attracted to that person or repelled by that person. So I see a lot of forgiveness in doing human design, because it's clarity, the awareness of who you truly are, makes it to where forgiveness is like a byproduct. You can't really get around forgiveness after sharing someone's human design information with them, because they see that it's okay. They see that they're perfect. They see that they're fine. And once they're aware of it, then the forgiveness aspect that kicks in, it makes the cleanup, like cleaning up the mess from all of the years of conditioning, it makes the cleanup much, much faster. So that has been my experience with human design, and it's one of the things that I love about doing human design is that part, the instantaneous healing that takes place with the assistance of the forgiveness as a byproduct.
I think that's very key, and also the idea that you know, we can bring it into the all healing really takes place internally. And when a person is getting their human design and someone can point out to them, look, you know, you were perfectly designed to be who you are in this experience, then they can forgive themselves for what they think are their shortcomings. And then they realize there was nothing to forgive in the beginning. And so it applies to all the others around them, around us all. We all have, you know, some of us have a reason to be in the idea of forgiveness from birth because of how we feel about our parents. But the reality is that all of this is to, we're working our way, so to say, in higher education to work our way out of the third dimension. And so everything that's happening is to happen that's challenging us or that seems conflicting to us or that we are feeling some kind of way about is happening to allow us to have the lesson of forgiveness so that we can elevate ourselves right on out of the third dimension and, on, and excel or ascend to the next experience. And this is something that we're not taught, and it's a very important aspect of life. So I love human design because it brings that forward, and in your delivery especially because of the attention to the perfection of however we incarnated into our experience and whatever our design was at any given moment. This also, you know, as a, we have so many vehicles to help us with this. DNA helps us with this because it changes the brainwave patterns and connects us back to the galactic center and to the earth that are operating in the frequency of forgiving, of not, you know, the earth doesn't hold anything against us because if it did, what a sorry situation we would be in. So it's not holding anything against us. There's no vengeance there. There's no unforgiveness there. So when we connect back to the greater galactic center and to the earth itself, we get into the rhythm of feeling the love that's coming in from the natural sources. The sun shines on criminals and on saints. It shines on the ones who are happy and the ones who are sad. And so the earth supports us all. It doesn't fall in because we did something wrong today. You know, we didn't eat our vegetables. It doesn't, you know, crack open and swallow us whole. So there's this idea of being in sync and in harmony with all of creation and all of nature. And, of course, that helps us through the DNA. And then the practice of Ho'oponopono, which we're such proponents of, because this is a way that you can speak yourself into rightness by enthusiastically embracing the practice. So this idea of forgiveness is very significant and big, and I think I've heard a lot of stories from those in our who work with us about how they feel about themselves. And we wanted to talk a little bit today with them, with all of those who may be interested in talking to us about how you've changed, how you think about yourself, and how you think about others. I know that sometimes we hold ideas about our parents, or we hold ideas about our lovers or our ex-lovers or even our children or our family members. And once we start this practice, we shift from resistance, which makes us old and brings us to the end of our lives more swiftly than we should, to ideas of forgiveness, which is a way to become closer to, we lose our mortality in the forgiveness. We become more the immortal beings that we are. And one of the things I often say is, I'm eternal. I have all the minutes. You know, I just will choose how I spend them. But I still have them all. You know, I remind myself all the time, and I think it's humorous that, you know, I've got all the minutes. Why do I have to worry about any of the minutes or what time it is or what's going to happen tomorrow when, as an eternal being, you know, the artificial construct of time really doesn't really have to mean anything to us other than that we may need to get somewhere on time for something we've agreed to do. So I think this is a topic that's worthy of your attention. It's certainly something I spent a lot of time thinking about and have been able to observe many different reactions. And in my own life, I have experienced releasing a lot of energy concerning my own family members and my resistance and their resistance, which creates my resistance, creates more resistance from them. So if we have anyone who'd like to talk about that, or if you want to talk about anything, we're happy to have a dialogue about any discussions. But today, this discussion, I think, would be good because we're in the fifth month, which is the month of balance and justice. And we just recently, yesterday, were in the fifth day of the fifth month. So that's what kind of brought it to mind, this idea of forgiveness. And we have DNA every Wednesday night, and new people are coming in and experiencing shifting and changing at their own speed, at their own level. And one of the things I wanted to mention that people often say is, well, what can I expect when I come in? And what we have to do is really point them to what you, the listening audience, have said about your own experiences, because everyone's experience is different. Some people find themselves in tears as they release right at DNA forgiveness for themselves, when they've been holding things people have either said to them or things that they have understood about themselves, unforgiveness with themselves, in such tight reins that it has bound them to experiences and times and events that are very unforgiving. And so sometimes right in the experience of DNA, people are having breakthrough moments. And then sometimes it takes, you know, weeks or months later where there's this experience of letting go. And in some cases, there's even an experience of letting go, and then there's this unbelievable, like, I can't believe that I'm letting go. And so there's this, let me clutch back to what I'm used to holding on to because I'm comfortable with my limitations. You know, we're so free that we sometimes choose bondage, and that's what being unforgiving is. It's being so free that we live in a free choice universe, and we're so free that we can choose to imprison ourselves, to bound ourselves up with our unforgiveness. So this is something to think about. This is like our thought for today, and I thought the book that we chose for today about vulnerability also really speaks to that idea. I'm thinking now that some of the experiences that people have shared with us concerning their movement, their spiritual movement forward, as they participate in different activities that are different modalities of clearing and cleaning, have a great deal to do with layers of removing our own bounds, or the things that we have frayed ourselves with and beaten ourselves up with and decided on. For instance, one of the biggest things in this world is the idea of original sin. And this is something that most of us don't really think very much about. And it is a religious concept, and I'm not speaking from it from a religious point of view, but from a spiritual point of view, that if we actually think that we are already doomed, that we are bound to the idea of being wrong from birth and beyond, and we haven't gotten to the point where we can forgive ourselves for even holding that concept to be the truth, then we are limited to what we can experience in terms of elevation, ascension, or growth. So it's not so much that we have original sin, it's more to the point that we were originally innocent, and that our unforgiveness may be the sin. So we hope that in the next portion of our show, we're going to break for an advertisement about audiobooks.com, and we'll be coming back just in just a few minutes, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to some of you about this.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.
All right, so our first caller is Stacy. Your mic is unmuted.
Hello, greetings everyone. Hi, Miss Leota.
Greetings, Stacy. How are you, Stacy?
I am fabulous. I'm fabulous. I really don't have too much to say. I just wanted to say hello, and you know, I love everyone. And just a quick, I've had my DNA done, and I've had my soul clearings done, and since you know, I've had that done and I participated in the blood moon, my way of thinking has completely changed. It's just very open. I don't have any, I do a lot of observing, and in doing that, I just, you know, I look and I observe, and I don't have any, no matter what is going on, and there is a lot of stuff going on in the world now, a lot, and I see it, I hear it, but I don't have any emotional effect from it. I know everything is in divine order, whereas before I would have a lot of judgment or emotional attachment to things. And some things I would understand and some things I wouldn't understand, and I didn't understand why. Well, wow, why do I feel that way if someone says something? You know, or if they're doing something, why are they doing that? You know, that's not right. I don't have that anymore. You know, I see it, I'll hear it, and it just goes over my head. It's like I know everything is in divine order, and I don't have no room for any of that. It's just, you know, I just send out positive love, positive energy, and I just keep going. And each time I do that, I just feel myself get lighter and lighter, and it's like I'm just carefree, and it's a wonderful feeling. And as long as I'm in those shoes now, and there is no returning, and it's just constant moving forward. My thinking is different. You know, my thought patterns. Sometimes I don't even have any thought patterns. It's like my brain is blank. And I look at nature, you know, and I talk to the clouds and the trees and the, you know, the animals, and it's just, I'm just free. My heart is free, and it's like the energy is flowing. It's like, wow, this is amazing.
Stacy, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, so all the things you said are things that others have shared with us, and we really love the connection with nature, and because it's so important that we recognize that's part of who we are. However, I'd like to ask you, did you have any specific situation and you don't have to go into, you know, too much detail, just kind of give us the overview of a person who you were holding something against, or a family member, or a, you know, ex-husband or something with that you were really not being open with, that when you had the experience, you have something you can share with us about what happened, you know, what kind of results you had. I don't want to, you know, give you the words, but I'm asking is, can you think of anything like that in your life experience in this last year?
Yes, there are a couple of family members that I really had difficulty with. And with the forgiveness, it wasn't there. And I had held it for a long time. It was a lot of resentment. And now I've forgiven. I can go around that person, I can be around them, not in an everyday setting, but every once in a while, when it appears, I can be around those individuals, and I am comfortable. I don't have no emotional feelings. I don't have no thoughts come up. I can look at them and just be free and say, I love you, and I can just continue moving forward. There is nothing there no more. And that's how I know that I have grown since I've, you know, started my spiritual journey.
Well, one last question I want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
Have you noticed that they are different towards you since you freed yourself of the bounds of being unforgiving? Have you noticed that there's anything happening different with them once you changed how you were thinking?
No.
So you think they're exactly the same?
Yes. I'm not around them that much, every blue moon.
So let me just get clarity. So what you're really saying is that you can see that you have changed, and that whatever was going on with them has stayed the same, but you can see your growth in this situation.
Yes. And I am comfortable. I am free. I don't have nothing hanging over me. I don't have nothing, you know, grabbing me. I don't have nothing, you know, poking at me or nagging me. None of that. And I'm completely comfortable around these individuals at that particular time. And when it's time to go, I leave. And I am free. I don't have this. There's no remorse. There's no thoughts come, you know, nothing of that. I am completely past all of that. And that's where, you know, I have forgiven for that, you know. And go ahead.
So I'm really happy that you've shared this. I think this is an issue many of us had. I certainly had it with family members, with my own family members myself, where it was even difficult to be around people. So this, I think, is excellent. Excellent that you're sharing this with the listening audience, because this would mean longer life and greater ability to move forward and even to reach higher experiences. So thank you so much for calling in today, Stacey.
You're welcome. And I love you guys.
Love you too, Stacey.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Stacey. And our next caller is Tavares. Your mic is unmuted.
All right. Peace, Lakesh, ladies. Good morning.
Good morning. Lakesh, Tavares. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, same. Nice to be here. Well, tuned in a bit late, but I did catch the question. So forgiveness. And you're correct, Marta. This is something that everyone goes through, everyone's familiar with, especially when you're going through the journey of expansion and becoming the greatest version of yourself. But with my family, it had been a challenge. And I left away for about a year, came back, and was extremely different. And it was challenging to accept them for where they were. I had a bit of an egotistical attitude with it, But nonetheless, you know, the lesson within it was to forgive and also accept. One second. Sorry. To forgive and accept them for where they are and show love and compassion. And once I truly, truly started applying it and becoming the peacemaker within the chaos, I saw it affect them, actually. By holding my peace, holding my tongue, not getting involved too much, not trying to project my way of life or my truths upon them, and things started flowing more. And life really got easier. I actually spoke to Lyota. It feels like it's been 3 weeks. I'm not sure, but time has been kind of flowing a little off around here. But I spoke to Lyota concerning it because I knew this was a big issue with me when I got back, and I saw how I was losing my peace of mind because of my interactions with my family. But as soon as I started applying consistently, the thing that I already knew, which Lyota reinforced within our conversation, things started changing, you know. And it's not to say that, hey, there aren't little bumps here and there, but I did see the change once I stopped judging them and looking at them as, oh, they're less because they eat this or they do this and they do that or they have these habits. It's not about that. It's about accepting them for where they are and being the example. And once I changed my way of being, I could see how it subtly affected them and certain circumstances that I wasn't necessarily involved within the family, but kind of tied into that somewhat indirectly affected me. They would shift. You know, there's a situation going on today that I'm not even going to go into, but it's amazing how it was sorted out. And I didn't even concern myself with it. I didn't give any energy into it. None of that. And it's the forgiveness works. It does. And just to say this loud, again, I'm not sure if it's been 3 weeks because I was supposed to call you back, but it worked. The advice worked. So thank you again.
Well, Tavares, I actually wanted to talk to you a little bit more about this because this is a situation that everyone goes through as they begin to learn and change. You learn about food and you change your food habits. You learn about how to think, and you start recognizing that so many of our own thought patterns are negative, and you start eliminating them through conscious choices. And then especially in a situation where you're away from all the things you're used to, and then you have shifted your priorities to better eating, being more conscious of what you think, and then you find yourself back with the ones that you come from. And you see that you have shifted, but they remain the same, but you're more conscious of the language, you're more conscious of the food, and the automatic tendency is to want to correct them and make them think what you think, which is why we have war. Because we think that everyone should think the way that we think on our side of the water or in our house or in our church, and that whatever anyone else is doing. But the principle is that the highest principle is that if people are at peace, even if they're in their home doing something, peace is greater than whatever it is that you think they're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're eating something you don't think they should be eating, but they're at peace, they're happy, they're having a good time, they're singing, they're dancing, and you go in and say, stop eating that, because I have found out that for me, that's not going to work. So the reality is that this is something everyone experiences as they grow, and we all have stories where we have put ourselves in judgment. And we've forgotten that peace is the greater idea. And I think this is something I shared with you, and I'd like for you to actually comment on it a little bit more, is the idea that the one who has the most knowledge is responsible for keeping the peace. So I'm not sure if I said that to you or not, but it's certainly a truth that
you actually. I'm sorry, you did.
Yes. Yeah, so if you are the enlightened one, then it's up to you to figure out how to keep everyone happy and at peace. And so that's a concept that as we learn things and shift and change, that we need to be mindful of, because it's not really so much about forgiving them. It's about forgiving ourselves for being so judgmental or so much like the world that we, and it's also something we can forgive ourselves because we come from a world where this particular level of consciousness is not the level of understanding, because we wouldn't all be in at war. There wouldn't be so many wars going. This is not the consciousness level of understanding. So if you choose to move into elevation and understanding, then you don't really have a role model. So it's absolutely within the realm of educating and elevating yourself through learning that you would have the experience that you called me about. And I don't know if you want to mention it a little bit more, but you don't have to speak so much in details, but the idea of it is very much that idea, and I hear this often, and I want to make sure everyone forgives themselves, like, okay, so yes, that's the case, I've done it too, so now that we recognize we've done it, we can stop doing it, and it's over. As soon as you stop, it's over. And then you start recognizing the higher principles that have to be upheld in your responsibility, because if you know more, then you're responsible for more. So do you have a little bit more to share about that?
Yes. Through the experience, I'm sure people are familiar with the phrase "silence is golden," and it's been proven statistics show that lots of silence with your family members and or others, it'll create that balance. Sometimes people want to speak their piece, and we don't always have to give a response to what they're saying, especially in an argumentative way to correct them, you know, especially being if they are at peace within their choices, then I should not have a problem with what they're doing. One other way that I look at it is that we are all free sovereign beings, free will sovereign beings, and they're perfect where they are because they have the power of choice to either do this or do that. So a bit of respect must be shown to them and the choices that they make and the acceptance of where they are with the choices that they've made. And more so, there's the whole reflection thing that's within that. Being silent and just watching, you learn so much about yourself, about especially ancestral things that are passed down through generations. That's been another major thing that I've realized within family. I can see it through my grandparents, my mother, my siblings, and then their children. It's like so many generations there, and you can see the traits if you just sit back and watch the movie in silence and not critique and judge or condemn or complain about what you're seeing, and just learn from it and change it and forgive yourself and forgive them for, you know, what you're experiencing, and be the example and just make change. So I don't know if that was a bit helpful.
Yeah, actually, that's perfect, because you touched on so many other things. I was just having a conversation yesterday, and the idea is that the person acknowledged that they recognize a relative to be greater than they thought, because they've grown to the point now to recognize themselves in that mix. So, mm-hmm. You know, when you move out of judgment, you stop being holding resistance, and you stop being the authority, and you observe, you know, it's an unacceptable idea that there should be, people should learn from you, and there not be, or you should teach them and there not be learning. It's unacceptable that in every conversation, like, I'm learning from you now, we're teaching learning. There's, in every situation, there's teaching learning, and that's the only acceptable reality, that we learn, we teach. So when we learn more about ourselves and then we see where we come from, then we have the ability to send love back to ourselves through our ancestral line and be in appreciation of these, the people have lived and died so that we might exist. So these family things are really big. When, you know, Stacy was mentioning it, I have had it, others have had it. These family ideas are really big. So you have really, I'd say that you really have learned this conversation that we're having in the 3 weeks, so you don't have to call me now. We did it on the air, so we, we don't have to do it privately, but you really do get it because you. I can see by the terms you use, like respect, that, you know, in respecting your ancestors, you're respecting yourself. You know, you will be the ancestor. You know, the ancestor is you. It's really, it really moves through time. You know, all time is now, so you are the ancestor for someone else, and you will, you know, your ancestors are you. So it's the respect of understanding and seeing the value of that is very important, because there's no way to separate you from your negative feelings about your family, because you're connected to them in such a way that you are one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can find peace in that, and find a way to be respectful, and then to then on top of that, find a way to see that how wonderful some aspect is, and then you can see how wonderful all aspects is, and then you can then be in that, I'm perfect. How are you today? I'm perfect. Everything is just perfect. Thank you very much, Raj.
Thank you for having me, Anakesh.
Yeah, well, absolutely. It was wonderful, and you saved yourself a phone call.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Tavares. And our next caller is my mom. Mom, are you there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
And Lakesh, Mary, nice to hear from you. We seldom get to hear from you.
No, it's good to hear everybody, Stacy and Tavares. The thing that I want is related to my daughter, and I had a very difficult came back to to develop a stronger relationship with her, because I looked at her as still being a little girl, and me judging her and criticizing and complaining. But since she came back 3 years ago, I have learned so much from her. And, you know, some parents say that they can't learn anything from their children, but I have learned so much from her as far as changing my thought patterns, changing my way of looking at life, accepting people for who they are and not judging them, and just trying to live in the moment and just be peaceful and try and be happy with my choices in life. And as far as her dad goes, can you still hear me?
We can. We can hear you, Mary.
As far as her dad goes, I look back on the relationship that I had with him, and I have completely forgiven him. I think about things that we went through that were just to me, very terrible. But I can think now about those things and not feel anything. It's like I've completely released all of that from my past life. So every day it gets better. And when Tavares was here, I learned so much from him, because when I would sit up and complain to him, he would always have something very positive to say to kind of turn my way of thinking around. And that's basically it.
Well, that's a wonderful testimonial, and I think it's something all of us can relate to, because everyone who has made a conscious decision to improve themselves and to move forward and to elevate themselves have recognized that there was a need to do that, you know, and to be able to see that the resistance is dropping away and the judgment is dropping away is wonderful, because that means that the lessons that you learned were valuable and had resolution. So now it's not necessary for you to be taught something that you would experience as terrible, because you got it. You got the solution now. So it's not necessary to spank you, so to say, because you're like, okay, I'm good. I won't do that again. I'm not going to be in judgment. I'm not going to be resentful. So you don't have to give me things that would, you know, challenge me in that way, so to say. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And another interesting thing is that, you know, I've come to realize so much that your thoughts can really have an effect on your physical well-being. You know, if you think that you're not feeling well, you're not going to feel well.
That's absolutely true.
So, Melanie, do you have anything to add to that?
Oh yes. I was. Thank you so much, Mom. I love you, and I appreciate everything that you said. And yesterday, I was telling Ms. Laota that, you know, from studying our human designs and seeing how we have interacted in the past and the clashing that we went through as I was growing up, to be able to see why those things took place from a scientific and biological level, and then to be able to work those things out and also experience, you know, the soul clearings and DNA activation, like a combination of all of those things together have allowed me to see the value in you. Because, you know, when Dad was still alive, you know, everything was distorted. You know, there was a lot of fear, there was a whole bunch of other stuff, and I couldn't see what was going on growing up in that type of energy, and you couldn't see. But we both have come to understand Dad and understand, you know, why he was the way that he was. And we both have forgiven him, and through that we have been able to strengthen our relationship as mother and daughter. And I finally see the value in that, and I see the value in you as my mother, you know, which I just could not see before. So I'm loving life. I'm loving everything that I'm learning about myself, about you, about everything, because it's almost like I'm living for the first time. You know, it's like I really get to live fully for the first time. And, you know, I'm not I don't feel any type of way that it took, you know, 20 plus years for me to get to this understanding. I'm just grateful that I'm here. And like Ms. Laota said earlier, you know, we have all the seconds, minutes, hours, we have it all. So everything is infinite, and I'm glad that I'm embracing it. I'm glad that you're embracing it. And yeah, I just look forward to everything that is to come, you know. So thank you for calling in, Mom. I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
This has been just the perfect illustration of the idea that it isn't, you know, of course, our health, everything is determined by what we think. Thought is the most powerful thing there is in the universe. So we use it all the time, and we're like children with, you know, a machine gun. But the healing is very interesting. Healing can be done on a biological level. It can be done with hands-on. It can be done energetically. But the fact of the matter is there's nothing to heal. There's something to know. Because once you know, like what Tavares said, once you know certain things, the healing takes place. It takes place in you and all the ones around you. And then your mother and you said the same thing. It's more like once you understood and knew more, then you could gain appreciation. And in the appreciation, you gain respect. And in the respect, there came the love. And there was the healing. And everyone is physically better. So this kind of exploration and using and having the understanding of forgiveness helps us explore being open to what we need to know. What we need to know is what will heal us. It's not really the other way around. It's really nothing that needs to be healed. It's things that we need to know. And on that note, we're going to close out our show today and look forward to talking to you all next week. Thank you so much. And in Lakesh, everyone.
Thank you all, and everyone have a beautiful day. In Lakesh.